Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Patrick Finley, Assistant Director of the FBI's Facilities and Logistics Services Division. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Melinda Balthrop. So, Pat, I get a chance to talk to most of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships, and you've highlighted the role private sector plays in fulfilling part of your mission, i.e. with real estate and buildings and what have you. But could you tell us more about how you're leveraging partnerships and using collaboration to improve outcome results?
Yes. That is so important for where we are headed, really, all federal agencies. We have really important other agency collaborations and private sector. One of the most beneficial for us in the FBI has been the premier real estate collaborative body and institution. That's the Urban Land Institute, based here in D.C. We are an active member of that on one of their public development councils. And actually, the project I mentioned, the consolidated FBI headquarters of the RFI, we actually had that council review that project from many different angles and give us some advice on moving forward, which we included in our report for that. So that sort of collaboration with those sort of professional organizations is extremely beneficial. We also collaborate across the government, obviously with our great partners in the General Services Administration, but also in the intelligence community and the law enforcement community. We have similar partnerships. Some are for information, sharing what other people are doing and capitalizing on their best ideas, but also from an efficiency standpoint, where we can share space, share a service or a contract or a facility. That's better for us and better for the taxpayer.
Now, Pat, if I could ask you to break out your crystal ball for us and look into the future, can you give us a sense of what you see as some of the key trends and innovations within the logistics and facilities management discipline?
Yes, and I'm always looking for a better crystal ball. In the entire services area and logistics, we all would expect to see much more just-in-time delivery, doing away with or greatly decreasing warehousing, and so getting just what we need right on time, which has contracting, federal acquisition, as well as warehousing and management implications. Some pilots that are being tested is to enable us to collaborate, our mission teams to collaborate better in an open office space environment. Wireless classified IT systems are being considered. They're being reviewed. Obviously, you need to protect the information, so it's there are some really serious concerns with that. But where you're in an envelope that is protected against the information getting out, but you could be wireless for that classified system within that envelope, that would be a great enhancer of collaboration and enable savings instead of having the more normal hardwired tower at every single person's location. The overall how to drive down the cost of space by better utilizing it in a collaborative environment is a theme that all of us share, and I expect that we'll see huge changes and downward pressures to use space better so that when you are here in this office, say, Michael, you have a place to go to. They may not be the same every time. So we're really using the space best for the organization and kind of going away from some of our more stereotype approaches where people have assigned desk, let's say.
Pat, can you talk a little more about some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter over the next few years? And then how you envision your office will evolve to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
Yeah, if I can, I'll take off a little bit on the recent request for information. That is really visionary for the federal government to do, you know, consider real property exchanges, monetizing assets. Hitherto, the primary means of providing buildings for government agencies was either paying for the construction, which results in ownership, of course, or leasing it, which utilizes private funds but doesn't result in ownership interest. And so this approach that we're depending on how the results to the request for information come in, where we can monetize existing property to the benefit of the government, that maybe might open up a whole new world. It's somewhat similar to the Defense Department's enhanced, or could be similar to the Defense Department's enhanced use lease authority, where they're taking property on military bases and utilizing that for the benefit of the government. I see that as a huge opportunity for the government in many parts of the government as well. Certainly, I think that one of the common challenges we'll be facing are the budget pressures, which is really, I see it as an opportunity. How can we better serve the taxpayers, providing the needed services, but doing it at a lower cost? And so that really is a great opportunity for all of us to look closely at our business practices and to select the ones that provide that best value. And maybe some things have been unwilling to consider in a different environment now make a lot more sense and open the way for those. Also, I've touched on this, but the interagency and private sector collaboration is probably our greatest opportunity to move forward, sharing the best ideas, using the other agencies and the private sector really to get the greatest value from that collaboration.
So, Pat, this has been a great conversation, but I'd like to ask you for some advice. What advice would you give someone who's possibly thinking about a career in public service?
Well, I would first strongly recommend that. It's really an opportunity to serve this great country, and whether that's in a federal agency such as here in D.C. or in the military, I would suggest any person seek that out. As I was thinking about this, it's obvious, but the advice I would give is expect to work hard and really kind of volunteer for the tough tasks. Stay challenged and sort of the normal things. Find mentors, establish a network, and I think lastly, continue your education. Study on your own time, maybe pursue an advanced degree, read. I try to read a book a week, and Financial Times or Wall Street Journal every day.
Well, Pat, this has been a terrific conversation. I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day to spend it with us. But more importantly, Melinda and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
And thanks so much. This is a great program. I have listened to many of the preceding segments and learned a lot from them, so thank you very much for doing this.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Pat Finley, Assistant Director of FBI's Facilities and Logistics Services Division. My co-host from IBM has been Melinda Balthrop. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.